Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Today, I'd like to share with you some really wonderful information about a sacred gift of music that's been given to humanity from on high to assist all of us through these wondrous but often challenging times. We are truly in uncharted waters, and never has a planet that's fallen to this depth of separation and duality been given the opportunity to move through two-dimensional shifts in such a short period of time. The Earth and all life evolving upon her are moving up the spiral of evolution from the third dimension through the fourth dimension into the fifth dimension. This is a major jump in our evolutionary process. Normally, this shift takes millions of years. As we move through these accelerated frequencies of light, our bodies are experiencing tremendous stress, and people are going through all kinds of unusual physical symptoms and experiences. In every 24-hour period, our I Am presence, which is the God within us, is accelerating the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies the maximum that we can endure. This is a vital part of the cleansing process that we must all experience as we ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. The company of heaven is assisting us by intervening in our lives in previously unknown ways. These messengers of God are giving us very important information and some powerful tools to make this transformational process as easy as possible for us. One of the tools is a sacred and wondrous musical gift that has been given to humanity to ease the stress on our physical bodies by healing and restoring our bodies at a cellular level. I'd like for you to please listen to this information that I'm sharing with you today with an open heart and mind. We've been longing for the time when heaven on earth would come together to assist us in our endeavors to transform ourselves and this planet. This is truly that moment. This moment in time is an adventure. We have all been preparing for a very long time to fulfill our unique facets of the divine plan that we have volunteered to accomplish and that is unfolding right here and right now. We are all being called to a greater service by the company of heaven. And as we focus on the opportunities that are being presented to us day by day, we will be astounded and elated at the changes that are taking place in our lives. Every moment, we're being given a chance to add to the light of the world and to improve the quality of life, not only for ourselves, but for all humanity and all life evolving on this planet. Remember, we are sons and daughters of God, and we are powerful beyond our knowing. The time for us to realize that and to utilize this divine power is now. So as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating this tremendous chalice of light that is enveloping the entire planet Earth. This chalice is serving as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet Earth. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being woven into our chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being added to this force field of light by your I Am presence, your true God self. So through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we'll work together today to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life, as well as those that are manifesting throughout the world. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of our Father, Mother, God flowing from the very core of creation through your crown chakra and into your heart flame. As you breathe in deeply and exhale, this love from the heart of God flows through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment. You are creating a tremendous starburst of light throughout this planet, expanding the love of God as it lifts you up and all life with you. Know that you are the open door that no one can shut. And the affirmation, as I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me, is manifesting now through this activity of divine love, blessing every particle of life belonging to or serving the earth at this time. The enlightening information that we're going to explore today involves the unified efforts of heaven and earth, and the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these truly wondrous, but very often challenging times on earth. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. What we're going to talk about today is a healing gift for humanity. Today I'm going to share with you some very important information about a wondrous musical gift that has been given to humanity from on high to assist us with the cleansing and healing process that we're all going through. This piece of music has been titled Musical Rapture, A Healing Gift for Humanity. The divine intent of this gift is to assist each of us through the physical challenges that we're experiencing as we move through this auspicious time. So please listen to these words with an open heart and open mind and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you the truth contained within this sacred message. As I mentioned, we have been longing for the time when heaven and earth would come together to assist us in our endeavors to transform ourselves and this planet. And this is that moment. I'd like to share with you, first of all, a little background about this musical gift. In 2011, that time frame began with an incredible influx of light. Actually, on the December solstice, December 21st, 2010, we experienced a very powerful full moon lunar eclipse. The synchronicity of the lunar eclipse taking place on the December solstice had occurred only one other time in the past 2,000 years. That lunar eclipse took place within 2 degrees of the galactic center, which opened a mighty portal of light from the very core of creation into the center of the earth. The light of God poured through that portal and initiated incomparable, pivotal changes for all life evolving on this planet. Once that portal was opened, the light of God built in momentum until the new moon solar eclipse, which took place on January 4th, 2011. During that monumental influx of light, that 2-week period, lightworkers around the world joined their hearts with the company of heaven, and we reached a tipping point of divine love that allowed us to co-create a new planetary cause of divine love for this planet. Now, the important thing for us to understand is that everything begins in the realms of cause. And once something has been created and established in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from eventually manifesting in the world of effects, which is the physical plane. The only variable is how long that will take, and that is up to you and me. So during that two-week period from the December 21st solstice in 2010 and the January 4th solar eclipse in 2011, humanity created a new planetary cause through our I Am presence, and that cause was divine love. The powerful light that bathed the planet during that two-week period catapulted every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth further up the spiral of evolution. And this paved the way for unique and unprecedented events in 2011. That was the year that the beings of light heralded as a year of transfiguring, rebirth, and renewal. Now, I want to share with you that on Christmas Day, in the midst of that incredibly powerful influx of light, our beloved son, Zhao, got sick. And on December 29th, 2010, he passed away from complications with pneumonia. Zhao was 42 years old, and he left behind his wife and three beautiful sons. Since his transition, our son has shared with his father and me that the time on earth for him to accomplish his mission was complete. And he said that he was able to move directly into the light and that he's now working with Archangel Michael and his legions of healing. From the time my son was a small boy, he felt like Archangel Michael was his guardian angel. And he would share many experiences that he had in his finer body as he slept at night and during his waking hours of his experiences with the beloved presence of Archangel Michael. He said that he would be able to gift humanity in our service to the light now in ways that he could not accomplish while he was in the physical plane. Now, my son actually moved forward into a new and expanded force field of light. And during that time, he met a wonderful being of light that is known as Frédéric Delarue. Frédéric Delarue is a wonderful French musician. And when he received my email sharing the story about my son Zhao, he knew that there was something important that he was going to experience, something that he needed to do. Frédéric said that he knew Zhao was trying to connect with him from the other side and that he needed to be with Zhao's celebration of life ceremony, which took place on January 8th, 2010, in Tucson, Arizona. Now, once Frédéric made the heart commitment to attend the service in Tucson, Zhao began to communicate with him. And Zhao asked Frédéric if he would accept the responsibility of receiving a musical transmission that would be a legacy for his family. Frédéric agreed to Zhao's request without knowing any of the specifics about the music. After Frédéric returned from Zhao's celebration of life ceremony, Zhao began to reveal to Frédéric just what this music would be. A healing gift for humanity. Now, Frédéric is a very special musician. And when he was 12 years old, he had a near-death experience, after which he realized he was given an amazing gift of music. When Frédéric was 13 years old, the angelic music of the spheres began flowing through his hands as he played people's soul songs. He just quieted himself, moved his own consciousness aside, and the music of the spheres for that particular person's soul song began flowing through his hands. Frederick agreed to Zhao's request to be available to draw forth this piece of music. And after Frederick returned from Zhao's celebration of life ceremony, Zhao began to reveal to Frederick just what this music would be. For the next few months after Zhao's transition, Frederick said that Zhao would come to him from time to time and tell him about the music and how it was to be distributed. Then, just before Easter, Frederick awoke with a powerful heart prompting to go to France immediately. So he made the arrangements and flew to France, responding to that inner heart call. During the month of May, while Frederick was in France, he went to the René Le Château, which on several occasions. Now, this is a famous church that is dedicated to the focus of Mary Magdalene, who is at this time working with Mother Mary and all of the feminine aspects of Our Father, Mother God, to bring to the consciousness of the world the return of the Divine Feminine, Our Mother God, or who has often been referred to as this aspect of deity, as the Holy Spirit. Frederick said that when he sat in that church and contemplated the presence of beloved Mary Magdalene, he had a miraculous experience that transformed his life. He returned home a different person, and he knew that his experience with Mary Magdalene was a necessary factor in preparing him to receive this healing gift from humanity that Zhao was going to be able to bring through. During the month of May, while this initiation was occurring for Frederick in France, Mother Mary was assisting every one of us, every man, woman, and child on earth, in a miraculous way. Over 40 years ago, Mother Mary told us that prior to humanity's embodiment at this time, she had made a covenant with each and every one of us. And she said that in the not-too-distant future, when humanity was open and receptive to the influx of divine love from our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, she would draw us into her sacred temple in the inner plains, the temple of the Immaculate Heart. And she would assist our I Am presence to expand the threefold flame in our heart to its original divine size. She said that this would greatly enhance each of our abilities to receive and assimilate the frequencies of divine love from our Mother God and the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. Now, the threefold flame in our heart, when we first came forth from the heart of God, it originally enveloped our four earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. It was the perfect balance of our Father God's blue flame of power, our Mother God, the Holy Spirit's pink flame of divine love, and the Son and Daughter of God's, the Christ consciousness, flow the yellow-gold flame of wisdom. The threefold flame within every heart is the true reflection of the Holy Trinity. Now, when we fell from grace, we closed our heart chakra so that we would not feel so much pain. This blocked the portal through which our Mother God, the Holy Spirit's essence of divine love, entered the world. This caused our threefold flame to become unbalanced, and it eventually shrank into what we now refer to as the spark of divinity in our heart. Well, now that we have co-created a new planetary cause of divine love, everything has changed. In May of 2011, as we slept at night, our I Am presence escorted each and every one of us into beloved Mother Mary's temple of the Immaculate Heart. And together, Mother Mary and our I Am presence expanded the threefold flame in our heart to its original intensity until it enveloped our four earthly bodies. This was the fulfillment of the covenant Mother Mary had made with each of us prior to embodiment in this current lifetime. Then on June 10th, 2011, Frederick sent to me an email, and he said he wanted to talk to me about Zhao's music. Now, I did not know anything about Frederick's trip to France and his experience with Mary Magdalene, and he did not know anything about the gift that Mother Mary was giving to every human being on the planet during the month of May in 2011. So on June 10th, 2011, we talked about those things. And he said that since his return from France, our son Zhao would not leave him alone about the music. He said that Zhao seemed to feel that there was now an urgency to make this music available to the world. So Frederick asked me if I would contact Zhao in my meditation about the music to be sure that what he was receiving was accurate and correct. That night during my meditation, I asked Zhao about the music and about the information that Frederick was sharing with me. Zhao said that all was in readiness and that it was a time for this music to now be made available to the world. He said for me to let Frederick know that June 12th, 2011, the following day, was going to be Pentecost, the day that is celebrated as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, who is the Divine Mother, the exponent of divine love for the planet, and that there would be a greatly amplified influx of our Mother God's divine love on that day through humanity's newly expanded threefold flame. Zhao at the same time gave me a quote to be included with the music that he would play through Frederick's hand. And he also gave me the title of the music. Now Zhao's quote is as follows. The title of the music is Musical Rapture, a Healing Gift for Humanity. And this is celestial music from Zhao Cota Robles through Frederick de la Rue. The quote that he gave to be included with this music is, and I quote, "The frequency of this celestial music communicates with the divine intelligence of the body at a cellular level, raising the consciousness of each cell. As this music soothes and comforts the cells, the body's natural ability to heal itself is enhanced. This sacred music is compatible and works in harmony with every healing modality or medical treatment a person may choose to experience. The music resonates with an additional blessing for everyone who is dealing with any form of cancer. This music is a gift from on high, and it is never to be bought or sold. Please share this information with everyone you feel would benefit from this sacred gift of healing music." And that ends the quote by Zhao Cota Robles. So the next morning, Frederick emailed me and said, "This is the day." It was Pentecost, 2011. Frederick said that early that morning, Dr. Florence Phillips, who was the only minister who had allowed him to do his work and play his celestial music without conditions in her church, passed away from cancer after being in a deep coma. He said that it was his outer world sign that it was now time for this new music and this healing for cancer and all manifest disease in the physical body, all distress of the physical body, be brought to humanity. So Frederick prepared his equipment and turned everything on so that it would be ready. When the time was right, he said that Mary Magdalene expanded her luminous presence to envelop both him and our son Zhao, who was in the inner planes, in her embrace. And Zhao began playing this healing music through Frederick's hands. Zhao said that this music is encoded with frequencies of healing that humanity has not been able to reach until now. It was necessary for the new planetary cause of divine love to be established in the realms of cause before humanity could receive this gift of healing from the heavenly realms. This music is now being made possible because of the expansion of humanity's threefold flame and the return of our Mother God and her monumental influx of transfiguring divine love that is now bathing the earth. Zhao said for Frederick and me to make the very highest resolution possible available to humanity of this music. Otherwise, some of those new healing tones might be missed. Zhao said the Company of Heaven is going to help anyone who wants the music to have access for it through his or her computer or through the computer of someone they know. He said that all is in divine order, and all that Frederick and I needed to do was to make the music available through the highest resolution possible for anyone who wants to experience. The completed CD of Musical Rapture, A Healing Gift to Humanity, is 62 minutes long, and you may download this sacred music for free from my website, which is eraofpeace.org, or from Frederick Delarue's website, which is Frederick Delarue. It's Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C, D-E-L-A-R-U-E.com, or eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org, eraofpeace.org. We have also produced a 15-minute YouTube video of the music so that you can see what a sample of the music sound like and experience the celestial tones. You can also share this video with your family and friends who you feel may be interested in this healing gift from humanity. And that YouTube address is just youtube.com and then / Patricia Cota Robles, as one word, PatriciaCotaRobles. Patricia Cota Robles, as one word. It's not by chance that this gift of healing music is being given to humanity at this time. Remember, we are in the midst of one of the most powerful influxes of light we have ever experienced. The Company of Heaven is actually standing in readiness, awaiting the invitation to intervene in our lives. All we have to do is ask for the Company of Heaven to assist us during this cosmic moment with anything we need assistance with. Powerful celestial alignments are occurring at this time that will help us to release and let go of behavior patterns that have kept us stuck in our dysfunctional human miscreations, no matter what they are. This is an incredibly powerful and sacred time. And every day we are being provided with unique opportunities to add to the light of the world. As we clear the way for the unprecedented influx of divine love that is being secured in the physical plane through every person's heart flame, we are all going to be lifted higher and higher into the realms of fifth dimensional infinite perfection. Together, we are literally birthing a renaissance of divine love. As we manifest in the physical plane of Earth, our newly created cause of divine love through every person's newly expanded heart flame. Since musical rapture was made available to the masses of humanity, we have had thousands of responses from people all over the world that have had wonderful experiences with this music, and they have shared very encouraging and wonderful stories with us. I'll share a couple of those with you now just to inspire you to take the time to download this music and just play it gently with yourself in your background, through your experiences when you're riding in your car, and feel and experience the shift of vibration that's taking place within you and expanding through your environment, blessing the world. One woman contacted me and said that a friend had given her the CD of music and that she had never heard of me or my work, but that her friend had described what the music was to her and gave a copy of it to her because her husband was in hospice and she thought it might help. The woman said that to say she was skeptical was a vast understatement, but because her husband was in hospice and he was in the process of making his transition, she thought the music would be comforting for him. So she said her husband had gone through a very powerful and profound near-death experience a couple of years before, but that now she knew that he was ready to make his transition, and she just wanted to make him as peaceful as possible. So when she got to the hospital, her husband was sleeping, and she said that he had a lot of trouble sleeping, so that she didn't want to wake him up. So she just gave the CD of Musical Rapture to the nurse without any explanation of what it was, and she asked her to please play the CD for him when he woke up, and she went home. She said a couple of hours later, the nurse called her, and the man had been in and out of a semi-coma for several days. And she said that when she put the music on to play, her husband immediately sat up in bed and said, that music, he said, that is the music I heard when I was in heaven 2 years ago. So the woman thanked me for the music of Musical Rapture, and she said that she has no doubt that it is indeed heavenly music. Another wonderful thing that we've experienced with this music is that Frederick Delarue sent a copy of the CD to St. Jude's Children's Hospital in hope that the music would be beneficial for the children. And the staff at St. Jude sent him a very nice form letter thanking him for the gift, as they do for all the gifts they receive there. And then a couple of weeks later, he received a letter from St. Jude at Jude's asking if he would be willing to send them 30 more copies of the CD so that they could play it in their musical, in their hospital. Because he said the music had so calmed the children and brought them so much comfort as they were going through pain and the stress of their music from the chemotherapy. She said that it made them very peaceful and the children just completely relaxed whenever the CD was played. So they wanted to distribute it throughout all of their hospitals to help with all their children. Since that time, the CDs of Musical Rapture have been distributed to hospitals around the world. And it's important for you to understand that this is a gift that is being given to you, and that you have the ability to go to our website and to download the CD. You can make as many copies of the CD as you want. You can distribute it to your friends and loved ones and people all over the world. And you can copy the information about it so people can understand exactly what it is. I encourage you to please download the music of this free gift. And regardless of whether or not you can accept the information of how the music was received, it is beautiful and it will bless you and your loved ones with frequencies of wondrous healing sound just by playing it in your environment. So once again, our website is eraofpeace.org. So now let's join together and expand the frequencies of healing from the heavenly realms by invoking the healing light. This CD is being played all over the world, And you can go to listen to it on the YouTube, and you can download it from our website and play it for yourself, allowing it to flow through your heart flames and the heart flames of all, every man, woman, and child on earth. So now let's invoke the light of God and allow this, these positive affirmations and empower this light as this flows through us to add to what this gift of healing music is doing for the world. I'm not going to play the gift of healing music at this time because the Company of Heaven and Zhao have asked us not to do voiceovers or recordings over the music, but rather to just play it and allow the healing tones to flow through us without any distraction. So you can use this in any way you want to, play it through any media that you want to, but allow it to be pure. Don't change the intent of the contact by saying additional things over the music. So now we are going to just invoke this light, and it'll be added to the music that's playing and reverberating throughout the planet from sources all over the world. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person so that we will each experience this light individually. But know that simultaneously we are invoking the healing light on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this planet. Let's begin by breathing in deeply and going within to the divinity of our hearts. Feel yourself becoming one with the divinity, your magnificent, immortal, victorious threefold flame, the blue flame of our Father God's power, the pink flame of our Mother God's love, and the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's divine wisdom. This threefold flame is enveloping your four earthly bodies. And we affirm as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one consciousness of pure divine love. I am going within to the divinity of my heart. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God reality. Within this embrace of pure divine love, I realize the oneness of life, and I know that every particle of life on earth is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. Therefore, I realize that as I invoke this light on behalf of myself, I am serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. And through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, this healing light will flow through every human being at a cellular level in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. I accepted the magnificent frequencies of the gift of healing from musical rapture is flowing in through and around this planet on cosmic tones and celestial vibrations of the symphony and melodious tones. This invocation that I make today enhances this music, and in unison, the music and this invocation of light will lift humanity and all life on this planet into the highest frequencies of divine healing that cosmic law will allow during this cosmic moment. Beloved presence of God, I am. Through the divinity blazing in every heart, I invoke the legions of light associated with the flame of healing through the power of God's infinite transmutation. This sacred gift of healing is a violet flame with an emerald green radiance. It is the most powerful frequency of healing available in the fifth dimension. It transcends everything less than purity and vibrant health. And it is a force of healing for our new planetary cause of divine love, being reflected through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Legions of light blaze forth the most intensified activity of this healing flame that cosmic law will allow. Project this sacred fire, the emerald green and violet radiance, into the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. Instantly transmute every frequency of vibration in any facet of life that conflicts with the immaculate concept of humanity's perfect solar light bodies and the infinite perfection of the new Earth and our planetary cause of divine love. Increase this magnificent activity of light daily and hourly with every breath I take. Heal every particle of life, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of energy now existing on this planet. Transmute it into the immaculate concept of its full divine potential, reflecting God's infinite perfection. Beloved legions of light, beloved I Am Presence, allow me to be the open door for this flame of healing perpetually through the power of infinite transmutation and healing. Allow me to be the force of healing for all life I come in contact with throughout my earthly sojourn. Magnetize into my sphere of influence every person, place, condition, or thing that I can assist in any way with God's healing light. Give me every divine opportunity to love life free on this sweet earth, moment by moment, daily and hourly. Through the flame of healing, through the power of infinite transmutation, I am the open door, healing cause, core, effect, record, and memory, anything less than God's infinite perfection within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body of all humanity. And with the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body of humanity, Mother Earth, and all life evolving on this planet. I am open. I am willing. I am receptive. And I am grateful. I am God's healing flame in action on Earth. I am the open door for musical rapture, the healing gift to humanity. As God's most holy name, I am the open door for the cosmic Holy Spirit. I am the open door for my Father, Mother, God. I am, I am, I am. I now send gratitude to my bodies and my body elemental. I give thanks for my life and for my four earthly bodies, the most wonderful instruments in the universe. I now command that every atomic and subatomic particle and wave, every cell, gland, muscle, organ, and function of my earthly bodies accept the healing light from my I Am Presence and the company of heaven, and the cosmic tones of the music of healing rapture that is flowing through the atmosphere of Earth through every open door. This light heals and raises and makes whole this temple of the living God, my earthly bodies. And I am most grateful for these pure and well-balanced bodies. I am filled with divine light that revitalizes every facet of my bodies. I am filled with the glowing, glorious, vibrant feeling of eternal youth. I am alive with the motivating power of action. I am young. I am young. I am eternal youth. And so it is. What I have asked for myself, I have invoked for all humanity, through each person's I am presence. I have invoked for the entire nature kingdom and the elemental beings serving all life. I have invoked for the angelic kingdom serving humanity. And I have invoked for the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of beloved Mother Earth. Now, I expand this activity of light. I am an open conduit for the emerald green flame of healing with the violet infinite power of transmutation. I breathe in and out deeply and completely, and my I am presence has taken full command. This is a very special time just for me, and anything I need to take care of just drops away as I am lifted higher and higher into new frequencies of God's infinite light. During this activity of light, I am drawing even higher frequencies of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation from the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. This accelerated and greatly empowered gift of love and healing flows through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my four earthly bodies. This new and higher frequency of fifth dimensional healing enters the core of purity in every electron. It heals, restores, and rejuvenates my vehicles and transforms them into a higher state of vibrant health and eternal youth, so that my I am presence can reflect the perfection of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar-like bodies, the perfect vehicles of my fifth-dimensional presence. I know it is time for this perfection to manifest now in my bodies, even though I am still abiding in the physical plane of Earth. I realize that I am both a physical being manifesting the perfection of my solar light bodies, and I am also a solar light being from the infinite realms of truth. I breathe in deeply again, and as I exhale, I visualize the emerald green and violet flame of healing through the power of the infinite transmutation pouring forth from the heart of God in frequencies beyond anything humanity has ever been able to experience. This previously unknown power of sacred fire now enters the top of my head and descends into the flame of divinity in my heart. It merges with my immortal victorious threefold flame, and the immortal victorious threefold flame of every man, woman, and child through each person's I am presence. It expands as a tremendous starburst through my chakra system, out through my acupuncture meridians, into every electron of my bodies. It lifts me higher and higher into the realms of perfection, the pure land of infinite splendor and God's eternal light. The healing light heals, cleanses, purifies, restores, and transfigures every cell, organ, system, and function of my body back into vibrant health. Through each I Am presence, this activity of light is simultaneously being accomplished through every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. I now know and accept that this activity of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation has been God victoriously accomplished with full power, and that through the direction of each person's I Am presence, it will be increased daily and hourly with every breath I take and with every breath humanity takes. I know that my efforts are being expanded 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the company of heaven. And for this, I am eternally grateful. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. To this new, exalted level of awareness, I know I am the perfection of God. All energy comes from God. Everything that seems like solid matter is actually pulsating divine energy. All life is one and responds instantly to divine love. Every particle of life is receptive to the love of God now flowing through my heart flame. As this love expands, my physical body is refined and filled with light. Therefore, I am one with the world, but not of it. My heart flame expresses my new planetary cause of divine love. Awakening within me is the voice of my I Am presence that I now clearly here as I experience my life with new eyes and new ears. I know that the purpose of my earthly existence is to become a co-creator with my Father, Mother, God, thus mastering my physical reality. Humanity is now learning to accept this divine plan, and heaven on earth is beginning to tangibly manifest in the realms of cause and will soon reflect in the fifth dimensional world of effects. Within every electron of humanity's solar light bodies, the cosmic nature of divine love exists and now is continually emitting perfection. I see and feel the original crystal clarity of every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. And within this crystal clarity pulsates the immaculate concept of all physical matter. Through the balance of the masculine and feminine polarities of God, an indisputable aura of divine love and power has formed on Earth, creating a new expansion of infinite perfection. I step into the fifth dimensional frequencies of this new reality and command humanity, planet Earth, awake and be the perfection of your true God reality. I am, I am, I am. I know that this activity of healing has now been secured within the core of purity of every electron of precious life energy on Earth, to be increased daily and hourly with every breath I take. I return my consciousness to the room. I become one with my physical body. And I awaken to my daily life. Precious hearts, thank you for joining with me on this sacred and holy day, and for your willingness to be the open door for the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.